prefecture of idols, and who served with idols. In that home of darkness, in that home of shirk, in that home of polytheism, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a nur and a light in the form of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father and to his people, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, from a very young age, he would question what his father was doing, and he would every time bring to the fore the absurdness of them worshipping these lifeless entities and idols. So he asked his father, he said to his people, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, what do you all worship? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we worship idols, we worship asnam and idols, and we will remain devoted to this idol. No matter what, we will remain devoted to this idol. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ تَدْعُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he presents some logical arguments. He says, number one, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ تَدْعُونَ. You worship them and you invoke them, and you have dedicated your time and your acts of worship to this idol. But do they listen to you, if تدعون, when you make dua? A simple argument, a simple thing to reflect over. This idol, whom we consider to be our God and our Lord, our provider and our sustainer, do they listen to us? Do they hear us? Do they respond to us whenever we make dua to them? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, do they bring any benefit to you? Do they bring any harm to you? قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. It was quite obvious. It was quite obvious. No deep pondering or deep deliberation required to answer these simple questions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They said, no, they don't do that. But we found our forefathers doing like this. That was the only argument. Very often also people in the Muslim community, you find them involved in certain acts of wrongdoing. And when they are questioned about it, they consider it to be part of being. And when they are asked, why are you involved in this? I saw my father doing it. I saw my grandfather doing it. And he saw his father and grandfather doing it. It's found in our family. And that's the only argument that they can present. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people, this is what they said, and this is what they had, responded when Ibrahim alayhi salam questioned them. They said, وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. Our forefathers were doing it, we are going to do it. There's nothing you can do about our position and you convince us to do otherwise. قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, have you considered that whatever you are worshipping, أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاءُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ, whatever you are worshipping right now and whatever your forefathers had worshipped previously, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِّي, they are an enemy unto me. They are my enemy, and I am an enemy unto them. He clearly declared that in front of his father, and in front of his people and his community, إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, except the Rabb of all the world. So there we find that Musa alayhi salam, in his first discussion and dialogue with Fir'aun, he introduced him to Rabb al-Alameen, and he then gave a description and detail of many attributes of Allah. Here also, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he introduces Rabb al-Alameen, the Rabb of all the world, to his father and to the community. And then he gives a certain description, something similar to what Musa alayhi salam had done over there. He mentioned certain attributes of Rabb al-Alameen before Fir'aun and the courtiers of Fir'aun. Here too, Ibrahim alayhi salam says that الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. Let me tell you who is my Rabb. This is your God, and these are your deities, and these are the idols for whom you have devoted your life. He says, my Rabb, the Rabb of al-Alameen, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي, the one who has created me, who brought me to existence. فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ, he is the one who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ, and he is the one who feeds me, he is the one who gives me water to drink. He wants them to think over the mundane activities that they do, the mundane things, the basic human needs that they have, they cannot fulfill it except with the wish and the will and the command of Rabb al-Alameen. So he draws their attention to these experiences and these type of things that every individual and every human experiences. He said, he is the one who feeds me. He is the one who gives me water to drink. When I become ill, it is he. He is the one who grants shifa. Shifa is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah who grants me cure and who grants me shifa and who can remove from me any illness that I may suffer from. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي. And he is the one who gives me life. He is the one who gives me death. ثُمَّ يُحِينِ. And he is the one who will bring me back to life. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And he is the one in whom I have hope that on the day of Qiyamah he will forgive my shortcomings and he will forgive my mistakes.